Happy, happy Friday, everybody. This is Kinetic Podcast, and I am Josh Combs. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hope you're having a great Friday. Hope you're about to enjoy the weekend. And this is not a Friday that you're listening to it, if you're listening to another day that's not Friday, that's the beauty of podcasts. Hope you're having a great day anyway. We're going to get right into today's 5-Minute Friday, and we are talking about this. Are you connecting or entertaining? What we're talking about today is going to be really geared towards those that work in kids' church. If you work in a kids' church setting, a corporate setting where kids of different ages come together and worship together and learn together, that's really what we're going to be aiming towards today. Now, of course, you can use these things that we're talking about today in a Sunday school setting. If you have more of a traditional class setting, which I believe those are still very important, and it's still very important to have those kind of formats. But this is going to be used really mainly in your kids' church. And we're talking about this. Are we connecting with our kids, or are we entertaining? Because one thing we have to realize in kids' ministry, that there's really a fine line. And it is very critical that we keep children engaged and that we grab their attention, that when they walk into our kids' church, when they walk into whatever program we have prepared for them, we want to grab their attention. We don't want kids' church to be boring. We don't want church to be a drag for kids to come. We want them to have fun. We want them to enjoy it. We want them to laugh. But we also want to connect, because we're not there just to make them laugh. We're not there just to make sure they have a good time, even though that's important. But we're connecting them to something bigger. We're introducing them to Jesus. And so one thing that we need to realize is that we cannot compare with the budget of Disney or the budget of Nickelodeon or whatever TV show or whatever thing that kids are into right now. We cannot, for the most part, most churches, that is, cannot compete with their budget. It's just not going to happen. And so we need to first realize that we can try to make something that's awesome, try to make something that's exciting, that's cool. And from an aesthetic standpoint, there's always going to be something better. There's always going to be something that has better graphics, and there's going to be something out there that just can do something that we can't do. But here's what's key. We have something to flip the tables around that Disney and Nickelodeon cannot compete with themselves, and that is the Spirit of God. When we have God's Spirit, when we introduce children to what it means to be in God's presence, when we introduce children to what it means to be connected to God, I don't care how cool Minecraft is, I don't care how cool the latest video game, the latest TV show is, there's nothing that can substitute God's Word and God's Spirit. And so we need to remember, hey, we have that going for us as kids ministers. No, we might not be able to have Disney World every Sunday, but we can connect them to something greater. So everything that we do, this is what we need to ask ourselves. What is our motive? Are we doing it just to entertain them? Are we doing puppets? Are we doing action songs just to keep them occupied? Are we doing it just so that, hey, I want kids to have a good time and I want them to think it's cool and I want to bring out the latest and greatest trend, and I don't think there's anything wrong with using certain kids' movies or certain kids' themes for example, we just did a Lego VBS, and I think that's important because when you use things that kids relate to, you're speaking their language, and so therefore you can use those things that they're familiar with for them to connect to abstract ideas that maybe otherwise they couldn't. So really, what we need to realize is what is our motive? When we do all of those things, that's fine. But is there an end game in our mind? Are we just doing it to just be cool? Hey, we're the kids' church that's doing the latest trend, and we're connecting with the latest thing the kids are into. Or are we doing it to connect them to something bigger? And so here's what we need to understand. And I know this is going to seem blunt to a lot of people, but I think we have to get serious about this in kids' church. And this is it. This is the key. If in our kids' church, in our kids' ministry, if when they leave Sunday afternoon and when they go back home, if there is not an opportunity for them to experience life change in any form, in any fashion, there's not an opportunity for them to be connected with Jesus, to be connected with God in some way, then we are no better than Chuck E. Cheese. We are no better than just trying to entertain them, trying to make sure they have a good time, and then they leave and they forget about it a little bit later. Because entertainment will not last, but a relationship with Jesus will. So we need to always just have that as our motive every single week. I don't want to entertain. I want to connect. Well, this has been your 5-Minute Friday. I hope you enjoyed it. Please keep checking us out for updates at kineticpodcast.com. If you enjoy the podcast, you enjoy the content that we put out, keep following us. Leave us a review on iTunes. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, and tell your friends about it. If you have friends that are in kids ministry, friends that are in Kidmin, tell them about it. Spread the word. This has been Kinetic Kidmin Podcast. Until next time, keep doing what you're doing and keep reaching kids for Christ.